Okay. There is a very famous story about the Chafetz Chaim that we'll get to in a moment that touches upon the issue of can you speak Lashon Hara about yourself? So we'd like to discuss that story, and is that true, and what does it come out? Halacha l'maisa, is a person not to say bad things about themselves to other people, or could a person embarrass themselves in public in front of other people as well? So can you speak Lashon Hara about yourself? It's pretty clear from the Chafetz Chaim in his own writings that you're allowed to. And this will obviously call into question the famous story before we get to the story itself. Look at the Chafetz Chaim at the end of Klal Aleph in Hilchos Lashon Hara. He says, Da'afil im besoch ha-gnus, even when you're saying terrible things about somebody else, shegina es chavero, and you are defacing and saying terrible things about your friend, gina es atzmo gam kein bazeh, and you're also saying terrible things about yourself in that conversation, ha-gnus gufa, I mean, you'll say, don't you remember myself and Chaim, we both have messy handwriting. We both have messy handwriting. So a person may say that the person who is speaking Lashon Hara is, it's not Lashon Hara because I'm also saying bad things about myself at the same time. Maybe I even say Chaim has messy handwriting, but my handwriting is 10 times worse than Chaim's. I have the worst handwriting in the world. Still, afilu hachi miklal deleturia lo nafke. You are still hurting this other person, and it is a problem. So what do we see from the Chafetz Chaim's point here? The Chafetz Chaim doesn't say, if you speak Lashon Hara about yourself and somebody else, it's a problem because you're also speaking Lashon Hara about yourself. The Chafetz Chaim says, it's a problem to speak Lashon Hara about somebody else, even when you're talking about yourself. What's the implication? You're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. Because the Chafetz Chaim doesn't say it's a problem. And he repeats this again in Klal Zion Vav. He adds, Vim echad ba etzlo umesaper lo es inyano ubesuch sipuro siper lo ezadavar shehu genus la'atzim l'chaver. Someone comes to you and says, I have terrible handwriting, and Chaim also has terrible handwriting. So einu mutar l'amino, you can't believe him that he and Chaim have bad handwriting. Rak al atzmo v'lo l'chaver, only about himself, but not about his friend. If the person himself says, I have bad handwriting, you can believe him, because that's fine. And what's the assumption? There's no Isser Lashon Hara about oneself. Against the famous story that we'll get to. And this is the understanding of, there's the Tshuvas L'Chafetz Chaim. There's a Rav in Eretz who has Shilas and Tshuvas about the laws of Lashon Hara. He writes in the Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf Dalad. And I saw in the Sefer of Shlomo Hulis, in his Oiv Yamim Hei Zion, and Rav Nissen Karelitz of Bnei Brak, in the Chut Shani on the laws of Lashon Hara, in Perek Gimel Os Hei, says as well, it is 100% permissible to speak Lashon Hara about oneself. However, there are two poskim who are against that. The first is in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, not in the Tshuvas Igros Moshe, but recorded by his grandson, the Sefer Mesoras Moshe, Chelek Aleph, in the section of Inyanim Shonim, of random things that Rav Moshe said, Os Yud Aleph. So he quotes from his grandfather, She'asur l'saper lashon al chavero, gamim chavero nasal roshes, even if he gives permission. Shagam asur l'saper lashon hara al atzmo, says Rav Moshe. It's asur to speak lashon hara about yourself. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the Igros Kodesh, his letters, in Chelek Vav, letter 1546, the Lubavitcher Rebbe writes, Yadua piskam kvod kusos mori v'chami admor. He quotes his father-in-law, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, before him. She'asra l'dabir lashon hara al echem b'nei Yisrael, u'b'mei l'gam lo al atzmohu. You cannot speak lashon hara about another person. So even more so, you cannot speak lashon hara about yourself. So we have a machlokes haposkim. One half of the poskim, the majority of poskim, even the Chafetz Chaim himself saying you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara by yourself, and Rav Moshe Lubavitcher Rebbe, on the other hand, saying it is Asur. What about this famous story? What's the story? So we'll just recall it for everyone here in case you don't know the story, but I'm sure you do. The Chafetz Chaim was sitting next to a Jew on a train traveling to Radin, and the traveler was unaware of his seatmate sitting next to him. And the Chafetz Chaim said, "Nu, where are you going?" "I'm going to Radin." And the gentleman said, "I'm going to Radin to meet the holy tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim." So Rav Yisrael Meir, the Chafetz Chaim, he was a modest man, and he said, he's not such a big tzaddik. He's overrated. And the man was incensed. How could you say the Chafetz Chaim is not such a great tzaddik? And according to the versions, either he gave him a verbal lashing and he said terrible things to the Chafetz Chaim, or according to some versions, he slapped the Chafetz Chaim in the face. And they got to Radin, and the Chafetz Chaim got off the train, and there was a lot of people waiting there for him. And he said, "Who's this old man that everyone's paying attention to?" And they said, "It's the Chafetz Chaim." Who? And the guy was very embarrassed. And he went over to the Chafetz Chaim and he apologized to him. The Chafetz Chaim said, "No, you shouldn't be embarrassed. I deserved whatever punishment I got because I have learned that one may not speak Lashon Hara even about one's self." Oof. Okay. So this is the famous story. Now, what do we do with this story? Because the Chafetz Chaim himself said you're allowed to say negative things about yourself. So some say the story is not true. L'hayav lo nivra. This is just a story about the Chafetz Chaim that never happened. Others say that maybe the Chafetz Chaim only said this to embarrass this individual. Really, the guy was a jerk for slapping the Chafetz Chaim. But the Chafetz Chaim was a big tzaddik, so he said, "Oh, there's an idea, you should be saying Lashon Hara about yourself." And he said it not to embarrass the individual. But those are, obviously it's easier to say the story is not true, but to say, and maybe you could also say the Chafetz Chaim was a tzaddik and he tried to help this guy out, but there's another mahalach. Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Chut Shani that we quoted from before, he says it might be a problem of avak lashon hara. What's avak lashon hara? The dust of lashon hara. There are things that you are not allowed to do because it may cause someone to have negative feelings or lashon hara. Meaning that thing itself is not lashon hara, but this thing causes other people to say lashon hara. Let's look at the Chafetz Chaim in the Klal Tes Os Gimel. He says v'chayev adam. Lishmor piv ulishono. A person needs to guard his mouth and his tongue. Shlo yechashed bidvarav. V'yitznu oso k'mesaper lashon hara. V'mehevi atzmo de hachashad hu bichlal avak lashon hara. Because if I do things that will cause people to speak lashon hara about me, says the Chafetz Chaim, then that might be avak lashon hara. So what do we see? If the person himself says, "I have messy handwriting," so what might that cause? That people go around and say that Chaim has messy handwriting, because he said that the Chaim himself said, "I have messy handwriting." So Nissen Krelitz says it might be avak lashon hara, the dust of lashon hara. It will cause other people to say lashon hara. I might have said that about myself, but who says now you can go and repeat that about me as well? Or a person says, "You know, I'm terrible at sports," and now everyone's going around and say, "Ah, she's terrible at sports." She said about herself. Who gave you permission to say that about her? That might be avak lashon hara, sosiv nissen krelitz, and therefore he says that's what it could be in the case of the story of the Chafetz Chaim. This is the understanding of the Ohav Yom we quoted before, and the Tshuvas Chafetz Chaim. On the other hand, there's a quote from Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Schechter, in the Nefesh HaRav. Three volumes, the first volume he heard of things from Rabbi Soloveitchik. So on page Kuf Nun, Rav Schechter quotes Rabbi Soloveitchik as saying that in fact there's no Chiddush in the story of the Chafetz Chaim, and it's 100% true. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, "You may not speak Lashon Hara about yourself, because the whole concept of Maris Ayin, that you can't do something, question because people may judge you, is that a person doesn't have jurisdiction over his own reputation. A person is responsible to make sure that he's mekadeh shem shemayim and acts in a way that brings kavod to himself and everyone else around him in Hashem wherever he goes. And for you to go and say terrible things about yourself, who gave you permission? Hashem is the balabas on you. Hashem is in charge of you. You don't have permission to go and say negative things about yourself without reason," said Rabbi Soloveitchik. And therefore, that is the issue over here. And Rabbi Soloveitchik felt the halacha, together apparently with Rav Moshe and Lubavitch Rebbe, that it's usher to speak Lashon Hara about oneself. Now the Chafetz Chaim, in the Ber Mayim Chaim, the footnotes of the Chafetz Chaim, in Klal Aleph, he cites Yeshaya HaNavi. We've learned Yeshaya. We are certainly familiar with Yeshaya's famous statement. I am a man of impure lips. And I sit amongst a nation of impure lips. What did Yeshaya say about himself? He has svasayim tameim. He has impure lips. That's not a nice thing to say about yourself. And for this, according to some of the Mefarshim, Yeshaya was punished for Lashon Hara about himself. Because he said he himself has unclean lips. We know for sure he was punished for speaking Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael. But together with that is that he also spoke Lashon Hara about himself. Mm-hmm. Now it's unclear what the Lashon Hara was, as we mentioned. Now the Ritva in the in his Perush on Yavamos and Daf Mem Tesam Aleph, the Ritva is discussing this comment of Yishai made, and the Ritva says, "V'yish mefarshim." Do you have another sheet? I don't think we have another sheet. V'yish mefarshim v'sar avonech she'amar te'ish tameis v'sai manochi. Hashem says, "I'm going to remove the avera that you said about yourself that you have impure lips." That's the avera, says the Ritva, that he said that he has impure lips. Lashon hara about himself. Rav Aaron Yafin was the editor on the Mosad HaRav Kook edition of the Ritva. Mosad HaRav Kook is a major publishing house in Israel, and they redid all of the major Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the major Rishonim on the Gemara. Now, the Ritva on the Gemara is a commentary that everybody uses all the time. The first thing that was done was the commentary on Yavamos. Yavamos is a difficult Masechta with a lot of complicated cases, and the Ritva on Yavamos, the footnotes are larger than the Ritva itself. Rav Aaron Yafin was a tremendous genius, and if you look at a page of the Ritva on Yavamos, it'll be like three lines of Ritva on top, and then 30 lines of Rav Aaron Yafin's commentary. He was a tremendous, tremendous genius. It was so much work that put into it that they couldn't do it for the rest of them. Also, I think he passed away after he finished the commentary on Yavamos, and they couldn't have it so intense anymore. No one was able to do it like that, so the rest of them are normal with a little bit of footnotes and more commentary. But based on this comment of the Ritva, Rav Aaron Yafin says that it's clear, we can learn from the Ritva, it's usher to speak Lashon Hara about oneself. The Malbim and the Ma'ari Kara, and their commentaries there in Yishai and Paragvav, they learn it differently. They say it's not what it's talking about. Let's look at another Medrash. The Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Vayishlach in Beis Beis. And says the Medrash as follows. Shibishah she'amar Yishaya ki ish tameis v'sayim anochi, ubesoch am tameis v'sayim anochi yoshev. Amar lei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Yishaya v'atzmecha ata rishay lomar. What do we see from the Medrash? He had rishus. He's allowed to speak Lashon Hara about himself. Ish tameis v'sayim. Aval Yisrael ata omir besoch am tameis v'sayim. Shehem hekdimu asil l'shmiya. Who gives you permission to say such things about Klal Yisrael? Miachin ashmi pa'amayim. And it goes on to talk about the punishments of Yeshaya and what the Malach is going to do to Yeshaya. But what do we see from the Medrash Tanchuma? You can speak Lashon about yourself. So a statement of Chazal backing that up. There's a tshuva called a teras paz by Rav Pinchas Zivchi. So Rav Pinchas Zivchi writes in the Chelek Aleph and Krach Gimel Choshe Mishpat Simen Zayin. It's not a proof because Yishaya could have been saying a form of vidui, right? We do this every Yom Kippur. What do we say? Ashamnu Bagadnu. Aren't you speaking Lashon Hara by yourself? I did this Aveira. I did that Aveira. I did this terrible thing. I didn't give cover to this one. I spoke during davening. Whatever. So all these terrible things we talk about on Yom Kippur. Aren't you speaking Lashon Hara by yourself? No, so says the Ataras Paz, in the form of vidui, a form of tshuva, that's appropriate to say all of your terrible things you did. But just to go around saying, I have messy handwriting, who says that's okay? That's not a form of vidui. Therefore, the proof of Yeshaya is no proof, he says. Now, the last point we want to discuss is, are you allowed to embarrass yourself in public? Is that allowed? A person wants to get up and do something very embarrassing, whatever it may be, it will cause people to think lesser of them. Is that permissible? So we have here again a machlokas. The Gemara in Bava Kama Tzadi Aleph Amar Aleph says, Ha'omer samei es einai, kata es yadi, shever es ragli, chayv amanas liftor chayv. He says, you say to your friend, I give you permission. Punch me in the face even if you're going to blind me. You can take some, cut off my finger. It's okay, you're going to be putter. I say it's okay. You can hurt me in any way you want. It's 100% mutter, I'm giving you permission. Says the Gemara, you know what? You don't have permission. You're still chayiv. If you hurt another person, even though they gave you permission to hurt them, you're chayiv. It's usher to do such a thing. Now, when it comes to paying out punishments, there are a number of factors that we take into account and based in when we decide how much you should get. The actual nezek, the damage, the loss of work that's going to come from not being able to use your body anymore, also comes along with it. The other issues of embarrassment, right? If a person gets hurt and they walk around with this thing, it's embarrassing to themselves. So the Gemara discusses, and the Rishonim discuss, is there a penalty of embarrassing someone when they gave you permission to hurt them? That's important for our case. So the Meiri there in Bava Kama says that if a person doesn't care, there's no issue embarrassing yourself. And this is the opinion of the Ri Milunel. and based on the Mishnah over there, the Divrei Malkiel and Gimel Pei Beis, the Erech HaPayim, and the Ber Maim Chaim and the Chavetz Chaim seems to hint to this as well. So you have many Rishonim say, if you want to embarrass yourself in public, you're allowed to, no problem at all, because the Gemara only forbids the physical damage, but not the embarrassment. However, Rav Yaakov Bloy was one of the great Dayanim of damages and Choshen Mishpat in Yerushalayim. He passed away a number of years ago. He has a very important work on Choshen Mishpat called the Piskei Choshen. So in the section on Nezikin damages in Perek Beis, Os Beis, Rav Yaakov Bloy says, it is 100% usher to embarrass yourself. You don't have permission, just like we said in Rabbi Soloveitchik. Who are you, the Balabas? Who gave you permission to go and embarrass yourself in public? Your job is to be Mekadoshim Shemayim, to make yourself a shining star, and to go out in the world and make things better. Who gave you permission to embarrass yourself? You don't have that right. And therefore he says it's usher. This is the understanding of the Tosefta, he says, according to the Chasei David, Tosus and Bava Kamma, the Sefer Chasidim, the Yamshel Shlomo, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rav Sadragon, and if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis under these issues as well, it seems to say the same thing. And it would come out halacha lemaisa that one is not allowed to embarrass themselves in public. So, just a quick review. What do we say? Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara by yourself? It seems to be a machlokas haposkim. Most of the poskim seemingly say, including the Chafetz Chaim himself, says you'll have to speak Lashon Hara by yourself. But on the other end of the scale, we do have Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe saying it could be a problem. Therefore, one needs to be very careful about what they say about themselves in public and whether they're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about themselves. And obviously, this calls into question the famous story of the Chafetz Chaim. And obviously, it's a bigger problem for the Chafetz Chaim, not because or Rav Moshe, or Rabbi Soloveitchik, or the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, because the Chafetz Chaim doesn't need to answer to Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's not his issue. The Chafetz Chaim needs to answer himself, because in his own writings he indicated that it wasn't a problem. So it calls into question the veracity and the truth of this story.